21st century.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hello, America. That's right. I am the Cajun King. The Cajun Contractor, Michael King. And this is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement radio show that gives you access to all of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe, where each week, every week, we interview some of the top home improvement professionals, where we take your calls and answer your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. Hey, I'm going to be live here on the air for the next 3 hours, taking your calls and, again, answering your emails, and got a great hour for you. We're going to have John Keller with Bell Hudson at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about infrared heating. So we're going to have a great conversation with John. As you know, a lot of our Midwest and Northeast listeners are under some serious cold weather, snow, power outages. And maybe we can help you with a little bit and talk about these infrared heating systems that can cut your energy bill down. And we're also going to have Carl Burke from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Carl checks in with us once a month where we talk about licensing law. And you heard in the intro of the of our show, the Louisiana State License Board is one of our sponsors. And we definitely want to thank Carl for coming in and give us some education about licensing and testing of contractors. As I said, got a great show. If you want to join us, it's simple. 1-800-259-5791 to call us free anywhere in the continental USA. If you have a question or comment for the old crazy Cajun, it's simple. HomeTalk1350@yahoo.com. And if we feel that your email is worth a little airtime, then we'll go ahead and solve it on the air. But, hey, I do answer all my emails. So go ahead and send me an email at hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And as always, we do invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. And according to the Alexa website information service, hometalkusa.com is now the third. Now we're the second most visited website when it comes to home improvement information and education. So let's get started with the show. And please visit our website, sign up for our weekly newsletter, Facebook page, all the great websites that we operate. And so I understand we have Carl Burke from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Carl, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Mike. Real nice weather.
It is. Where are you calling in from?
Well, right now I'm in the parking lot.
that's good.
I'm having trouble getting online to my office, so I'm gonna kind of be on the on the lam here with you. Just shoot me any questions, you know.
Well, great. Thank you, and we want to thank you, Carl. Like I said, it's always great to have you on the show and to talk how important, you know, if your state requires some type of licensing and testing. I understand we got 23 states now that require that, and that's what we're talking about. What to look for, and I know you're going to be offering them some great tips, but can you tell us right now, I guess, let's talk a little statistics, because my audience maybe really needs to know of, you know, what y'all do down there, and but how many complaints have really been filed with your office in 2011 so far?
Mike, like I said, those complaints are on my darn computer, and I can't get it to come up. But do you have those facts, and I can expound on them some?
Well, I was doing some research, and it's like 1,086. complaints so far with your office. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir. Sure does. And with those complaints, what happens, usually about half of them are not even, you know, our responsibility or our jurisdiction. A lot of them will be not enough money. Our office has to have $7,500 in complaints before we can investigate. If it's less, we trade over to the Attorney General's office, because anything over $500 can be a criminal offense. We also have sources we have with the district attorney's office in the different cities. We use those also. About half might or come under our jurisdiction, and they are fully investigated, whether commercial or residential.
Now, when I first started this show 8.5 years ago, obviously, you know, I've been on a national crusade for the licensing and testing and competency of contractors. When I first started this show 8.5 years ago, there basically was only 5 licensed, tested states. Now, they had a lot of states that require some type of contractor's license, but basically no competency test was given. And I had a problem with that. So, as you know, I went on a statewide campaign. And through our relationship with NASCA, which is the National Association of State Licensing Board of Contractors, this is the organization that the states belong to, I'm proud to say it. I think we're up to 23 states now that now have some type of licensing requirements. And now I understand 17 of them are now reciprocal. And I know the state of Louisiana has some reciprocal agreements with some states outside of Louisiana that contractors are thinking about coming to Louisiana to do some work. Am I correct?
That's correct, Mike. What has happened is these states have gotten together and they have formed like a single test. So if you're tested in one of the reciprocal states for the trades test, when you get in, you won't have to be tested. Now, there are some like minimums, like you have to be hold that license for 3 years, say in Mississippi, before you can come to Louisiana and not be reciprocated. They still all have to take the business and law test. But we're picking up more and more states, and it would be nice if it all be under one testing system.
Yeah, it would, and we're working on that right now, and, you know, that's what I'm going around the country, making speeches, and, you know, I'm an advocacy for that, obviously. But you know, why this is so important, because when Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, simply there was just not enough labor force to, you know, to repair the damage. And then the problem also arose that if a contract was over, say, the $7,500 threshold, then a licensing was required. So basically, you know, delaying the repair work because Louisiana is a licensed tested state. And I guess that's what's it's good about being a reciprocal, because say a hurricane hits South Carolina. Well, I do know that South Carolina has a reciprocal agreement with Louisiana. So if I'm a contractor in Louisiana, then I can go to South Carolina and vice versa. And I want to talk about that, because that's important that my listeners understand that, because if a tragedy hits that particular area, then, you know, you can have enough contractors, legitimate contractors, doing the repair jobs. Well, there's some music. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and finish with Carl Burke with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. We're talking a little licensing and regulations. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm streaming on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. And please, please, always support your independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network through our broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Their house is going to burn to the ground.
Are you prepared if you have to file a home insurance claim? If the worst happens and your home is destroyed, remembering what you had in your home after the disaster is nearly impossible. Your insurance company will want exact details and preferably photos of everything that may have been damaged or lost. Now you can protect your assets and valuables with a professional inventory done by ABC Home Inventory Services. We document all your personal property by providing a low-cost video, pictures, and a detailed itemized report of all personal property and valuables. And we can also show you how to start your own home inventory service. To learn more, call toll-free 855-785-0222. That's toll-free 855-785-0ABC. Act today and receive a $100 discount. ABC Home Inventory Services. Security, protection, and peace of mind at abchomeinventory.net.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Home Improvement Expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
This segment, the Home Talk USA, though, is sponsored by Formica. That's right. If you're looking to maximize your kitchen style without maxing out your budget, the Formica 180 FX collection puts the exotic beauty of luxury surfaces within reach. Please find your dream look at Formica180FX.com. And when you're checking websites out, we sure hope you visit our website at HomeTalkUSA.com.
It is available to you 24/7, 365. You can check out my partners page. This is where we list all our sponsors here at Home Talk. We also have all the many topics that we discuss here on each week. And you can always sign up for our weekly newsletter, my Facebook page, and all the great websites that we operate, like my home hardware store, HomeTalkExperts.com, where you can actually go online with the Cajun Contractor, and I can help you with your home improvement project. So please check it out today, HomeTalkUSA.com. We're having a great conversation with Carl Burke. He's with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. We're talking a little licensing law, testing, regulation of contractors. Carl is an investigator with the Louisiana State Licensing Board. And just for the break, Carl was explaining us about the complaints and reciprocation that's so important. But, Carl, can you just tell our office basically what an investigator exactly does, and other than just going out and, you know, investigating complaints? I mean, your job is just a little bit more than that, ain't it?
Yes, sir. It's, sometimes it becomes a lot more complicated than that. Sometimes, Mike, we'll end up in criminal court against these people. And if they're not licensed, and a lot of times some of the licensed people have done wrong will end up in our administrative hearings. And it's a lot more than just going out in the field and investigating. You'll end up in courthouses going through records, and it's a lot to just doing one case fight to bring them, you know, into a hearing.
Well, because you have a due process of law. They have rights, too. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, you know, you have due process. You know, you got to go through a process, you know?
That's correct. You have, before you can bring them, I mean, they're all innocent until we prove they're guilty. You know, everybody's going to be innocent until proven guilty. A lot, we work very close in New Orleans with the local criminal officials on some of these cases also. All of our cases go, like, to the Attorney General's office or to the DA's office, whatever has jurisdiction. So they go through all our cases also to see if there's anything criminally involved with these contractors, licensed or unlicensed.
Now, I know you also get involved with the assistance, too, of trying to, you know when you walk out to an investigative scene whether or not the contractor is really out there to try to rip somebody off or he's doing something he's not supposed to do, then basically a contractor that might be maybe an ignorance of the law, maybe he's really a legitimate contractor. He just doesn't know. Or...
that's correct, Mike. We try to educate them while we're out there. We're here to protect the public. So we go there, and he's not licensed, and he's, like you said, ignorant of the law. We'll give him an application. We'll give him plenty of time to get that correct license. He will still have to come before the board for not being licensed, Mike.
Yes.
But once he's licensed and got everything straight, everything will be a-okay. And most of them understand that when you go out to the job site. Most of them understand, after you talk to them, they explain the law to them, that they should be licensed. And most of them will agree that they will become licensed, and they do.
Well, and a lot of times you run into a situation where you have a local municipality that might have a municipal requirement, and then there's a state requirement. And a lot of times these contractors think just because they have a municipal license, that municipal license might only be, say, for $2,500. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, but, correct. Found that a lot of times that they'll say, well, I have a license, and you ask them what type. It's an occupational license issued by the city or the parish. Our license is like a minimum that the parish has to do. A lot of parishes have increased these laws a lot stronger. One of our local parishes have even started licensing the framers. If you're a framer, you have to take their test, register with them. And if you're framing a house, don't get caught there after the house is framed. So, but without their help, you know, they're getting rid of a lot of these bad guys before we even get to them, these local municipalities.
Yeah, you made a good point there. And, well, you know, what if a contractor is actually found guilty and fined? I mean, I guess, what is the penalties?
Okay.
What it can be?
I think for, say you're doing home improvement, say you're doing a house for $50,000, and we go there, you're not registered. We fill out, we do the investigation, turn the paperwork in, and you're going to have to come to an administrative hearing. The maximum that you can be fined is, for home improvement, is 25% of the project. You're going to be issued a cease and desist. And until the fine is paid, you will not be able to get the required license. Now, if you get into, say you're doing a home repair that's like $100,000, you went over the maximum amount that home improvement registration can cover. So you now are required to have the residential license. Now, the penalty on that is 10% of the entire value. Another cease and desist is issued also, and, of course, there's cost of court with all your hearings.
And one of the main reasons why I got you on is that, you know, this is a national show. It's all over the country. And y'all do see a heavy influx of out-of-state contractors that come to Louisiana. What would you like to tell these out-of-state contractors, and how would you like to assist them, and what can they do to comply with state law?
It's very easy, Mike. All they have to do is contact our office, and we'd be glad to assist them anyway. The licensed contractors that are coming from the reciprocal states, it's very easy to become licensed in this state. They will only have to take the business and law portion if they've been licensed the minimum amount of time in their state with their same, you know, license.
Well, Carl, we're out of time.
Just contact our office.
Carl, and just, you could just Google the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors and you'll come up. But do you have a website right quick?
Yes, sir. www.lflbc.louisiana.gov.
You can spell out Louisiana.
LSLBC, the first thing comes up is our website.
Got to run. Carl Burke, thank you for being our guest. See you next week. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have John Keller with Bell Hudson talking infrared heating. Hey, please don't forget to support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I'm the Cajun Contractor, and this is Home Talk.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
This is Home Talk USA. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King. Right here at Home Talk USA, where each week, every week, we have a different home improvement industry expert on the show, where we take your calls and answer your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. This segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by one of our great sponsors, Elmira Stoveworks. They manufacture elegant antique kitchen appliances. Please check them out at ElmiraStoveworks.com. And when you're checking out websites, we sure hope you visit our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. And when you're there, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You also can check out the great websites that we operate to help support this show. As you know, we don't charge our guests to be here on Home Talk USA. When you are on our website, we have a home hardware store. That's right, where we have great quality home improvement products at discount prices. You also can go online with the Cajun Contractor. That's right, I can help you with your home improvement projects. We have HomeTalkExperts.com. Also, when you're on our website, you can check out my partners page for all your homeowners and do-it-yourselfers. This is where we list all our topics and all our sponsorship information is listed there. And for all your contractors that listen to Home Talk, we do offer some tips and advice for your contractors to make you a better contractor and also keep you updated on all the current technologies. And if you'd like to purchase product or would like to know about some franchise opportunity information from all these different industries, that information is also available. And as always, Home Talk is available on demand 24/7, 365. I do have a program in note, though. If you happen to miss Home Talk USA on the weekend, you can catch us every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. We're trying to get Mr. John Keller. He is with Bell Hudson. They are one of the leading manufacturers of infrared heaters. So we're having difficulty, so if we happen to get John on the line, we can definitely, we'll let you know. But we have a lot of stuff here to discuss. I don't know if you remember last week, we had the great,
opportunity to talk to Mr. Anders Lewandahl with Lewandahl Construction out in Montana. Anders is an economist that turned contractor, and he wanted to set out and see if he can actually build a home with all the components made in the USA. And to answer it basically, to see if it can possibly be done, which it can, but what was the cost difference of this house? And he was on the show last week, and Anders is on a national crusade now where he thinks that buying American will create many jobs. As a matter of fact, as much as 3 million jobs. And it's basically using materials entirely from U.S.-made products like nails, screws, bolts, steel, staples, bathtubs. He basically says every piece here is made in America. Lewandahl is convinced that if every builder would just use 5% more U.S.-made materials, it would create 220,000 jobs. And the Boston Consulting Group actually agrees and confirmed that Lewandahl's numbers actually add up. And all what he's trying to say is that if a U.S.-made house is being built with more than 120 products for more than 33 states, but builders do acknowledge that using American products can be a little bit more expensive. So basically what he's saying is that if you can commit to building a home with U.S. products, that from the time from start to finish, it would provide close to 3 million jobs in America. So what we're going to do here at Home Talk USA in 2012, I'm going to be on a crusade, and we're going to be opening up a website called AmericanProducts.org, where we're going to be soliciting American companies to sign up on this website and promote these companies to where you, if you're thinking about remodeling or new construction, that you can go to this site and see the companies that actually are U.S. companies that build and provide, manufacture U.S. products. So we're going to be on a crusade in 2012, and I sure hope you join us. And if you're a contractor out there, please, we're going to be soliciting you to join us and getting this country back working again. And we're going to have many manufacturers line up, and we're going to be interviewing these manufacturers of all these great companies and U.S. companies. So, hey, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that in 2012. And, as a matter of fact, the website is not up yet, but it's going to be AmericanMadeProducts.org, and that's going to be our website. So a lot going on. Again, we're trying to reach John Keller with Bell Hudson and with infrared heating, and if we get him, we'll talk about infrared heating. If not, we got some emails to read. As you know, we get probably about 200, 250 emails here a week. I do answer all my emails personally. So if you send it to Home Talk USA, if you send it to HomeTalk 1350 at yahoo.com, I can solve your home improvement project. So a lot going on here at Home Talk USA. I hope you stay with us. And, hey, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast. And there, through my broadcasting partners, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, the Wilkins Communication Radio Network, the Accent Talk Radio Network, and the Liberty News Radio Network. I'll be right back. Yeah.
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the only home improvement radio program named by WebTalkRadio.usinfobyte as one of the three most listened to home improvement radio shows on the air today. Everybody listens to King, but no one wears a crown. This segment of Home Talk is sponsored by TG Tools United Companies, all-purpose drill bits. Check them out at mytgtools.com. When you're checking websites out, obviously, we should hope you visit our website at hometalkusa.com, where you can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. You can also participate in our online poll. We have a monthly poll where we list and put on our website to get a good feeling from you, the listener, on exactly what you're thinking out there. And we also have another website that we operate through Home Talk USA to help support this show, is HomeTalkExperts.com, where at HomeTalkExperts.com really gives our listeners and visitors an amazing opportunity to actually speak with me, one of my home improvement experts, about your project. Or you can consult with a handyman about your needs online. I mean, all our experts are 100% verified. Home Talk Experts, you must be licensed. You must be registered by the appropriate government agency or organization. And we do subject our experts to a third-party verification with at least one relevant credential. So check it out today, HomeTalkExperts.com. All right, we're still trying to get John Keller with Bell Hudson. I wanted to talk about infrared heating, so it looks like we're going to have to get John rescheduled. And you're welcome to check out their website at ufoheaters.com. And so we're going to try to get him rescheduled. Again, we've got a whole bunch of emails that we can read. And if you have an email question for the Cajun Contractor, you can email me at hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And let's read. Let's see. We have an email that came in from my new affiliate. We have Jared from our affiliate KTGO, 1090 AM in Tioga, North Dakota. That's old Dustin Moore's group out there. So we have Jared basically wants to know, I built two apartments in an old house. Everything was fine until we put in new windows. It wasn't long before mold started to grow on the walls, window parts, and all over. I determined that the windows made the house too tight and water vapor built up until it condensed on cool surfaces. I treat the mold with bleach, water combo, then called a ventilation person to see what could be done. He suggested a $4,000 ventilation system. Is there a better way? Wow. Jared, anyway is better way than a $4,000 gadget, to be honest with you. In truth, it is an air-to-air heat exchanger with exhaust as warm house air while bringing in fresh air from the outside. And it's, you know, by transferring the house air heat to the incoming air, it does this very well, solving the mold problem, but it doesn't have any fuel. So you will never, ever recoup its cost. You can ventilate the house at no cost by opening the windows a few minutes twice a day at little loss of heat. Now, in the summer, an AC is a dehumidifier, nullifying the need for ventilation. See, bathroom fans used twice a day will also help exhaust the water vapor. We definitely want to thank Jared for his question. We have another question that just came in from Brady. Yeah, Brady from my affiliate WVNJ, 1160 AM in Tinnick, New Jersey. Basically wants to know, Mr. King, what tools do I need to fix some outside steps of bluestone threads and brick risers where the mortar is falling between the brick and the bluestone? Now, you see, well, there's the music. I'm going to, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and read this email when we come back off a break. I lost the track of time. That's the music. It tells me to take a break here. We're going to take a quick time out. Please visit our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can check out all the great sponsors that, well, we have there. You know, I've been telling you for a while that I cannot do this radio program without you, my listeners, obviously, and my loyal sponsors. And when you get a chance, please patronize all these great companies, because without them, there would be no Cajun Contractor, and there would definitely be no Home Talk USA, because, as you know, none of our guests are charged to be on this show. We're going to take a short break, and always, always remember, please support your local hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay!
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. That's right. This is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement radio show that gives you access to all the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. We're not your basic fix-a-toilet show, handyman show. What we do is, we interview each week. We have the chance to talk to some of the top home improvement manufacturers and distributors and entrepreneurs and inventors of all the products and technologies that you use for the home. This segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by IAPMO, the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, protecting the public's health and welfare for over 85 years. Check them out at IAPMO.org. That's IAPMO.org. And as always, when you're checking out websites, we should hope you check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. And, hey, you also can, well, you can search the information highway through our partnership with Google. So according to the Alexa website ranking and rating service, information service, HomeTalkUSA is now the second most visited website when it comes to home improvement information and education. Just for the break, I'd gotten an email from Brady from my affiliate right there, WVNJ, 1160 AM, from Tinnick, New Jersey. And Brady wants to know what tools can he use, he needs to fix some outside steps of bluestone threads and brick risers where the mortar is falling between the brick and bluestone. The bluestone threads do rock a little when stepped on. The gap has appeared along my field stone foundation and the driveway and walkway. Can I fill the gap and with what? Someone put dry lock on my inside field stone foundation. It is peeling and crumbling now and falling. What can I do about that? Wow, it's a lot going on there. Let me see if I can. Okay, by the numbers. Number one, you need a pointing tool, a cold chisel, and a small trowel. The pointing tool is an E-log S-shaped bar used for pressing mortar into the joints. You also need mortar mix in preparing. Just add water. Number two, you can dig out that gap as wide as possible, 4 to 5 inches, and just deep. Fill the gap with mortar, creating a curved joint for water to run off the gap. Now, dry lock is number three. Dry lock is a cement-based paint that will stop seepage and concrete wall, but don't do a thing for the field stone except fall off. I want to thank you for the email. I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Home Talk. If you have an email question, HomeTalk1350@yahoo.com. I'm sorry, I ran out of time. All our affiliates that are leaving us, I want to say thank you. But, hey, we still got 2 more hours of best in home improvement information and education. I am the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.